listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
The year was 1995. I was in a blues band opening for an act in Fargo, North Dakota. I wasn't familiar with the Fargo-based band that was headlining the show. When they hit the stage, I, along with my fellow band members, were mesmerized by the sound and energy of the band. And to top it off, the frontman of the band was a kid. 14-year-old teen with a voice older than his age and guitar chops better than some musicians twice his age. The band that night was Johnny Lang and the Big Bang. We knew after the first few songs, we were watching history in the making and a star being made before our eyes. Today, Johnny Lang has 8 self-titled studio albums under his belt and has had uncounted guest appearances on albums by the likes of Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Double Trouble of the Stevie Ray Vaughan fame, Willie Nelson, Eric Johnson, the Jonas Brothers, Cyndi Lauper, fellow Fargo native Shannon Kerfman, Lee Ritenour, Joss Stone, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and others. Lang was also featured in the movie Blues Brothers 2000. Let's take a listen to a couple of songs off his first album with his band, The Big Bang, who was formed by his mentor, Ted Larson, who in his own right is an amazing guitarist. We'll start off with the title track, Smokin', and then we'll hear a cover of a Tab Benoit song, Nice and Warm. Johnny Lang today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. Thank you. friends got together and they took me away from this cold old alley, babe. Back home, where the sun is always nice and warm. I'm so happy to see you all and that old nasty chill is gone.
When Johnny Lang recorded those songs we just heard, he had only been playing guitar for 2 years. He is amongst a lot of the gifted musicians that came into the mainstream at an early age because of their talent. Artists such as Shruggy Otis, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Jake Andrews, Joe Bonamassa, Shannon Kerfman, Mike Welsh, Joanne Shaw Taylor, along with some of today's prodigies such as Quinn Sullivan. They all started in their early years, some not even in their teens when they began. Here's some cuts off his first major label recording with A&M Records with the title track, Lie to Me, which was written by the infamous keyboardist Bruce McCabe, who was also featured on this album. Many think it's a song about a woman who had done him wrong, but Johnny stated in an April-May 1997 interview with the then blues magazine, Blues Review, "No, actually when I was singing that song, I was thinking of all the sharks out there, you know, trying to make a buck. I think that's what Bruce McCabe had in mind too, but I could be wrong." Johnny Lang, and some cuts off his first major label album, Lie to Me, on our Blues Cruise today.
Just stay here.
right, that was Johnny Lang with a few cuts off of his first major label release on A&M Records. We started off with the title track, Lie to Me. We followed that with another McCabe-written song, Darker Side. And we ended with a unique version of an old Sonny Boy Williamson the First song, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Hey, you're listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining us today. To jump ahead in Johnny Lang's career to 2009 in an album, Live at the Ryman. Here you can hear the energy and passion Lang puts into a performance in a live setting. We'll start with a song titled Red Light, and then we'll go to One Person at a Time, and we'll end this set with a song where Lang shares his Christian faith with a gospel-type tune titled Thankful. Johnny Lang, Live at the Ryman. On Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Through the light. Ooh, 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 ooh. hard sometimes. I know it's hard sometimes, but you gotta keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep on keeping your head up on this. Keep on keeping your eyes up. You can make it. You can make it through the red light. Tonight, but tomorrow he'll be smiling on you. You'll look back and say, that was just another red light, just another red light.
Everything is gonna be alright. missing. There's something on my heart I ain't missing. I hope they play this on the radio. Give me a chance to let somebody know. And we could change the world. One boy, one girl, one person at a time. In time. Mm. I know your station's got to pay them bills. And there's only so many slots to fill. I'm just trying to bring something real. And if FM won't show, they ain't will. They change the world. One boy, one girl, one person at a time. Change the world. One boy, one girl, one person at a time. In time. Fulfill my purpose here. Your time. Hey.
In June of 2017, I got to see Johnny Lang at the Blue Stem Amphitheater in Moorhead, Minnesota, where he opened up for Buddy Guy. He was sharing songs from his up and soon-to-be-released album, Signs. Johnny was in true form and put on a fabulous show that evening. We're going to get into this latest release from Lang, starting with the opening cut and title track, Signs. Then we'll hear a funky blues number titled... A couple of recent tunes from Johnny Lang on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Something ain't right. like every day.
Fly a little.
It'll be interesting to see what the future holds next for Johnny Lang. I'll be sure and let you know as soon as I find out. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack, and I'll be here again next week with some more good blues for you. Thanks for joining me today, and until next time, I'll catch you later.